Greetings in Jesus' name on this 14th day of June, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently 58 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, with a high of 70 today. It's going to be a beautiful summer day with rain coming in this evening and all day tomorrow, and we rejoice in the showers of blessings. We actually are experiencing drought conditions all over the state of Maine, and we welcome the showers of blessings that are coming our way. We're grateful for the day yesterday. We were down in attendance, but for sure not down in spirit. The Lord helped us as our choir sang, as special music was presented in the evening service last night. My boy and his wife sang a wonderful song that's Under the Blood, and we shouted and rejoiced in the good blessings of the Lord. Again, our choir was a blessing to the service, and a missionary last night, Brother Flowers, was with us, one of our longtime missionaries that we've supported, and we just had a great day. Summertime is tough in Maine. A lot of people just go away, and the attendance really suffers, but we're trusting God to bring it all about and to help us to be able to continue to stay the course as we serve Him who is altogether lovely. In your Bible today, I would invite you to look with me in the book of Acts, chapter number 1. Judas has already accomplished what his goal was of betraying his Lord and ultimately going to his own place, as the Bible says here in the book of Acts. What a tragic story that this is. And I see it replayed time and time again in people's lives all across this vast land, where they turn their back on the Lord and they betray Him. And they betray Him as Judas did for 30 pieces of silver. It seems as though that money always gets in the way. And people desire money more than they desire the Almighty. And they begin to want more money on the Lord's Day and want more money on Wednesday nights and Thursday nights. And they desire more money in different places. And as a result of it, oh, it's tragic. Bad things begin to happen. They turn their back on the Lord and they betray Him. And just as though it happened in Judas's life, it's happening in other people's lives today. And it is a great tragedy. And if you're listening today and you've been acting like that, it's time to repent and turn back to the Lord and ask Him to do again a wonderful work in your life where that you'll honor the Lord and not turn your back on Him and betray Him for 30 pieces of silver. Well, this has happened, and the apostles and the disciples have gathered together here in the book of Acts, and they say, we need a replacement. We're looking for a replacement. We're desirous of someone who has seen the resurrected Lord and who have been with Him and know Christ as their Savior and are dedicated to Him. And so they are desirous of choosing another individual. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 1 in verse number 24, and they prayed. Oh, that's the difference maker. They prayed when they desired someone to show them what needed to be done, when they desired their Lord to guide them and direct them into the way that needed to be accomplished. The first thing that they did is they prayed. And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two men thou hast chosen. What they did in this instance is what we need to do still today. The Bible is the blueprint, and it is teaching us that as they prayed and sought God for direction in which two men should be chosen, God guided them. And the Bible says that they chose these men, and the lot ultimately fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. I want all of us to be encouraged today that it's always right to pray and ask God for guidance about the different issues of life. And be reminded of this, that many of you are facing tough, hard decisions. Pray about it. God will guide you as He did the early church here in the book of Acts. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.